Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, I think we can agree it sucks when you're doing something you love and then you're told someone else can do it better than you.
Well, I can't say I know what that's like because, as the infamous saying goes, anything you can do, I can do better is my motto.
Wow, wow. Love the Broadway vibe right off the bat.
Yeah, but it would suck for sure.
100%. And I think that's probably how Beanie Feldstein is feeling right now. She has been starring on Broadway as Fanny Bryce in the iconic show Funny Girl, but her reviews have not been great.
No, they have not. And she's now being replaced by Lea Michele of Glee, for those who are Gleekers. And it is Broadway, so there's a lot of drama around this transition.
I didn't know Broadway had this much drama, and I'm kind of here for it, honestly.
Well, I just think about my theater days, and it's like, we certainly weren't Broadway, and the drama there, out of control.
I just imagine you taking little girls out at the knees to get their roles.
You know it. You know it.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, July 13th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
So I'm always a huge advocate for chasing your dreams. I think some would argue if you work hard enough, sometimes those dreams come true. I think for us, hosting these podcasts is a good example of that.
Yeah, we chased them. We got here.
We did.
We did.
Yeah, we did it. We did it.
We did it.
And if you're anything like us and you've achieved some type of dream, you wake up every day worrying that it's going to be ripped away from you.
Yep. This is the day it all comes crashing down.
And Beanie Feldstein is kind of living a little bit of this right now. She was living out a dream playing Fanny Bryce on Broadway in Funny Girl. And she just started earlier this year, but now her dreams have been ripped away from her. Ugh. And it's just been announced that Lea Michele will be replacing Beanie as the lead role of Fanny Bryce. And, you know, Beanie's most known for films, even though she did start on Broadway. So she was in Lady Bird and she was in Booksmart. She's also the sister to my beloved Jonah Hill. And she first debuted as Fanny back in late April of this year. So not a very long run.
Yeah, it's been a very short run. in the scheme of runs on Broadway.
Yeah.
So the role of Fanny was first made famous by Barbara Streisand on Broadway in the 60s. Babs also starred in a successful movie version in 1968. Mm-hmm. She also starred in one of my absolute favorite movies, What's Up, Doc? People sleep on it. They shouldn't. It's so good.
Wow.
And I might just take over this whole episode to talk about that movie because I just love it so much.
Please don't.
But I won't.
Okay, great.
I want to. but it's Barbara Streisand. So obviously this is a role meant for a powerful, skilled singer. Babs has a set of pipes on her.
Sure does.
Gifted straight from God, I assume. And since Beanie's debut, the reviews have been pretty critical of her singing.
Yeah.
Her voice has been called pitchy and thin. Not great feedback on a voice on Broadway.
Can I just say, no one was saying pitchy until American Idol came out. And now everyone's like, your voice is pitchy. It's like, that, okay.
It seems to cover all manners of sin when it comes to singing.
It really does.
And then on the other hand, we have Lea Michele, who is known to be a very powerful stage singer. Mm-hmm. Like we mentioned, she's best known for being Rachel Berry on Glee.
Yeah.
And she has made it clear, sometimes hitting us over the head with it, I feel like, that she wants to play Fanny Bryce on Broadway. On Glee, she sang songs from the show and movie.
Yeah.
And her character was even cast as Fanny Bryce on the show.
Right.
So, I mean, I feel like we can essentially say she's been auditioning publicly for this role for years.
Yeah.
And say what you will about her, she definitely has the vocal skills for it.
100%. I will say she's one of the few people who legit gives me goosebumps. Like, she, her voice is
Paging Russell.
Iconic. No, seriously. So honestly, this goes so deep and so far back, we don't even have time to talk about it all. But like, she's been circling this musical for quite some time. There was like talks of a revival a couple years ago, and then it didn't happen. And then Ryan Murphy bought the rights, the creator of Glee, who's like always in her corner.
Yeah.
And she was going to play it. And then he sold the rights. And then now this happened. And then someone else got the role. So last month, she performed a tribute to the musical Spring Awakening, which she was in the original cast for. And apparently this performance made the Funny Girl producers decide to give Lea the role of Fanny Bryce and replace Beanie. But this is where it gets really messy. Beanie wasn't supposed to leave the show this soon.
Yeah.
And before there were any like official announcements, Gawker released an article that was like, yo, Lea's replacing Beanie.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Beanie wasn't happy about this, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's to have to hear the news from Gawker, like, come on.
Yeah.
So a source who holds a senior role with Funny Girl spoke to the Daily Beast, asked that they remain anonymous. I can't imagine why.
Yeah.
And they told the Daily Beast that Lea signed on to Funny Girl just a week and a half after her performance at the Tonys this year. So then on June 30th, Gawker leaked the news about Lea stepping into the role. And like we mentioned, Beanie's been planning to leave the show, but not until September 25th. So not yet. And according to this Funny Girl source, the article upset Beanie, caused her great upset, understandably.
Yeah.
And said that after the article was published, the show's producers were told to stop talking to Beanie directly and instead were told to go through her representatives.
Which, who told them this?
Yeah.
I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Like, was it the representative? Like, I don't understand who advised them of this.
This whole thing is just so weird. Like,
it is really weird.
My question is, why is it the Tony performance that leads to them casting her?
Yeah.
Versus every episode of Glee or her singing in Central Park in 2017.
Right.
Like, what is it about the Tonys all of a sudden when you've already cast this role that you're like, here's someone else?
Yeah. It's like, why was it not the fact that she showed up to every performance and was singing in the aisles? Just kidding. I feel like the Spring Awakening thing might be speculation. I don't know that it's 100% like, that's the girl.
Right, right. I think it, at the very least, would it be the very least or the very most, It's that it came out coincidentally at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, this is happening around the same time.
Well, it's also interesting that they're like, just talk to her representatives, which is also Lea Michele's representative.
I know.
Like, they have the same agent.
Well, I guess they're like, well, we're the middlemen and also both sides. So
yeah,
we'll just talk to each other.
They're like, we don't care where our 10% comes from, as long as somebody's Fanny Bryce. So obviously this transition was like super messy, didn't happen how it was supposed to. And I gotta say, I give Beanie props for like kind of trying to control this narrative. Yeah. She kind of like one-upped them. And on Sunday, she posted on Instagram to announce that her final performance would be on July 31st instead of September. And according to the anonymous source that spoke to the Daily Beast, her announcement kind of shocked the producers. So I guess her job was done.
Yeah. Well, I always say go out with a bang.
Yeah.
So in her post, she doesn't mention Lea at all. Instead, she writes about how being in the show was a lifelong dream and said, once the production decided to take the show in a different direction, I made the extremely difficult decision to step away sooner than anticipated. The next day, the producers officially confirmed that Lea was going to be replacing Beanie. And until Lea steps in, Beanie's understudy, Julie Banco, will be filling the role. Now, Julie has received a lot of praise for her performances as Beanie's understudy. She has not taken out her knees. She's just happens to be spilling in for her here and there.
Well, she was like, honestly, I don't have to with these reviews.
I know. But yeah, a lot of reviewers said she was much better than Beanie, which the show source said was also hard for Beanie, which
of course
it is. Who wants to hear the person that's supposed to be subbing for them is better than them? That's nothing anyone wants to hear. Except for the person that's better.
Well, and I feel like I was hearing a lot about Julie and how people were like, she should just take over for Beanie. Like, why isn't she? And, you know, it's kind of shitty, honestly, that she wasn't given the chance because she's not a big enough name. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, you got to start somewhere.
Yep. If you have the talent, they deserve the role. That should be it.
Yeah. So a lot of the reviews were saying that Beanie, like, just couldn't live up to the vocal requirements of the role.
Yeah.
And that's understandable because it's tough.
They're impossible.
It's like a huge vocal range for that role. And obviously Lea, like I said, she's goosebump inducing.
Mm.
Like, the bitch can sing. And the difference between the two is that Beanie is definitely probably more likable than Lea, according to a lot of people. And I think people were kind of rooting for Beanie. And, you know, she's had an image problem. Let's just say that in the last couple of years.
Yeah, she keeps in touch with that whole diva mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah. So about 2 years ago, rumors started circulating about how difficult Lea was to work with while on set at Glee.
Mm-hmm.
And after Lea tweeted about mourning the death of George Floyd back in 2020, her former Glee co-star, Samantha Ware, replied, calling her out for her mean behavior on set, which, sidebar, I absolutely loved the people that came for the performative activists during this time.
Yes.
Who were just like, all of a sudden, you're all about these social rights that you don't act like it.
Yeah, well, the internet has receipts always.
It does, always and forever. So Samantha Ware is a Black woman, and she tweeted to Lea, remember when you made my first television gig a living hell? Because I'll never forget.
Oof.
I believe you told everyone that if you had the opportunity, you would shit in my wig.
That's just
disgusting and
wild.
Awful. And
What
the hell? Who says that?
So Samantha said that the microaggressions from Lea were really traumatic. They made her question a career in Hollywood, which is so sad.
Yeah.
It's like, God, you get this role in a TV show and then it's all just shit on.
Yes.
And after Samantha spoke up, some former Glee cast members also spoke up about Lea's behavior on set, which good for them. Heather Morris tweeted, was she unpleasant to work with? Very much so. For Lea to treat others with the disrespect that she did for as long as she did, I believe she should be called out.
Mm.
And her other Glee co-star, Amber Riley, absolute queen.
Yeah, she is.
Also has an amazing voice. Mm-hmm. She also chimed in. Amber is also a Black woman. And on the podcast, Real Quick with Danielle Young, Amber was asked about Lea, and she said, I'm not going to say that Lea Michele is racist. At the same time, in my inbox, there are a lot of Black actors and actresses telling me their stories and letting me know they have dealt with the same things on set, being terrorized by the white girls that are the leads of the show.
Mm-hmm. So Lea did issue an apology on Instagram to Samantha, saying, While I don't remember ever making this specific statement, and I have never judged others by their background or color of their skin, that's not really the point. What matters is that I clearly acted in ways which hurt other people. Whether it was my privileged position and perspective that caused me to be perceived as insensitive or inappropriate at times, or whether it was just my immaturity and me just being unnecessarily difficult, I apologize for my behavior and for any pain which I have caused.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of words.
Yeah, like, there was even rumors that she was difficult to work with on Spring Awakening. So,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
this goes back really far.
Yeah, none of it surprises me. When I worked at the talent agency, Heather Morris came in a couple of times, and she's so sweet. So it's like, if she's saying this, I have no doubts.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously that none of this mattered, though, because she's now playing Fanny Bryce.
Well, so it's Hollywood.
Right.
How you behave to other people doesn't necessarily preclude you from
getting
amazing roles, unfortunately.
I mean, I will say, when Beanie originally posted she got this role, Lea Michele commented on the Instagram post and was like, yes, you're the greatest star. This is going to be so great. Like, very supportive. And Beanie was on an XM radio show and she was like, I don't even know that woman at all. Like, about Lea Michele.
I don't know her.
What the timeline. Well, yeah, she doesn't even go here. Like, I was like, oh, shit. So I don't know. Like, I feel like they may have done Beanie a little dirty, but also, like, this is a business.
I mean, yeah, if you underperform in a job, there are consequences, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So
it
just sucks that it's Broadway,
and
maybe.
And it sucks that Lea Michele sucks, because, again,
I know,
her voice is, she's so talented.
Well, God doesn't give from both hands.
Wow. That's your lesson for today, Richies. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.